Kelly Boothalay, assistant professor and acute care nurse practitioner at Armstrong State University.
Did you know over 50 million Americans, that's one in five, suffer from chronic and progressive autoimmune diseases like lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, thyroid disease, and many others?
Wilson found signs of inflammation in your biopsy. That plus the two failing kidneys points to autoimmune disease, probably SLE or vasculitis.
Autoimmune diseases are now one of the top 10 leading causes of death among women and children.
Lupus and Kawasaki's are the most common in a six-year-old.
Tough to find a six-year-old who doesn't have lupus.
Up to 100 different autoimmune diseases have been identified. And despite the chronic disability, lack of new medications, and curative treatments, autoimmune diseases like lupus have direct care cost over $100 billion, yet receive few research dollars. NIH research funding was noted to be $591 million for autoimmune diseases versus $6.1 billion for cancer research. Lupus, a chronic, progressive, debilitating connective tissue disease, affects every organ system in the body.
Vision issues plus screwy heart equals some type of autoimmune.
Patients with lupus have a 5 to 10% higher risk of having a stroke or a heart attack, in addition to other common risk factors. It's time to take action. Learn more at lupus.org.
Thanks for listening. Make sure to follow us on iTunes, SoundCloud, or your podcasting app of choice. We'll see you next time.